Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
55 Texas 55.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is sponsored by Geneva National Resort and Club, home to the only Gary Player course in Wisconsin and Lake Geneva's only Golf Week best courses you can play for 2018.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
That's where all the walks are. That's where the bad counts are. When you get the two strikes, then you may want to take a shot at missing a bat. But if you make good pitches in the strike zone early, you should get early count outs, which is going to keep these guys in the game later.
Middays on The Score.
That was Joe Madden. He joins us Tuesdays at noon. And every once in a while, we get an opportunity to talk to this man as well. He is Cubs General Manager Jed Hoyer, and he joins us on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score. Hello, Jed.
How you guys doing?
Wonderful. Wonderful. I don't know if you heard the clip with Joe Madden coming back there. Might have been on hold. He was talking about getting his starters to generate a little bit more contact so that hopefully there are shorter counts, more batters faced, and deeper into ball games. And I thought, you know, as there's so much conversation about the starting rotation for the Cubs right now, I thought it was kind of interesting because we've, you know, come up in this era this last couple of years about swing and miss and strikeouts and how effective those can be out of the rotation. And I wonder how you guys are squaring some things with starters who have had a loss at swing and miss and had some drops there and are looking to get deeper into games at the same time.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And I think that, one of the things about this season that's been a kind of area of frustration has been the rotation. I think our guys have, you know, been pitching sort of below expectations. And I think with that, you try to figure out why. Is it inability to get early count outs? Is it inability to get swings and misses? And I think that you're always kind of looking at all those different metrics, just trying to figure out why is it that, a group of pitchers that have been very good at pitching deep into games for their whole careers, that same group has struggled with that. And it's really to a man that those guys have struggled. I know Lester had a nice run in the first half of getting pretty deep in games, but even still, I think that it's hard to sort of to single him out. I think that everyone has struggled to get deep in games, and it's something that we have to figure out. We still have a third of the season left, and we need to pitch better in order to get where we want to go.
And that isn't even factoring in the injuries. And I hate having this long a list to address here, but we have to address it, whether it's the timetables on Chris Bryant, on Brandon Morrow, and on Yu Darvish. You've got your best position player. You've got your star free agent pitcher and your closer. And the team's still in first place with these guys out. What is the latest that you know on timetables for all three of those players, and how is it informing your decision-making at the moment?
I think we obviously knew about all these injuries before the deadline, and we tried to, as best we could, address some of these things, grabbing a couple of relievers, grabbing Cole Hamels. I think we were aware that we may have future injuries in the rotation, and we knew that Darvish was going to be out. He had a really good sim game yesterday. He felt great. He said he felt good. John Baker caught him. He said he looked great. I think the biggest thing is how he comes through it today. I think with all these injuries, a lot of what you're looking at is how you bounce back, how you recover. So we'll have a better sense today and tomorrow with what his neck, what his timetable is. But he's been progressing nicely and has had a really good look in his eye as he's been throwing these sim games, as he's been throwing bullpens. So he's doing well. And then the other two guys are just slowly making progress to get back. Um, no, No real updates on Bryant or Morrow, but they both are feeling better, and hopefully we can progress them into games. But, I mean, our depth has been a lifesaver this year. You know, I think that we have been able to, to play, solid baseball without having, very key contributors in there. But that said, injuries are never an excuse, and part of why you build up depth is to be able to withstand, key injuries.
I wonder with Bryant specifically, and maybe even with Morrow too, although I don't know him as well as we've obviously known and covered Chris Bryant over the last handful of years, but I would imagine that it's got to be difficult, whether it's your responsibility or Theo's or Joe's or the training staff, letting him know that he's got to take the time he needs to get back healthy as opposed to pushing this and fighting through something. Is that a conversation that you've had with him? Is that something you leave to trainers? Is that something that Joe's taken care of?
Yeah, I think everyone's had that conversation with him. And, I think getting Chris Bryant back at, some percentage less than 100%, I'm not sure that's what we need. We need him back and, being the superstar player that he is. And I think we've seen that as he's dealt with his injury, that it has taken a toll on him. And we want to get him healthy. And, we're really thankful that, David Bodie has been able to step in and play really well. And other guys as well have been able to allow us to get through this stretch without Chris. But I think we're lying if we say we don't miss him. And hopefully he can get this thing right and get back and be really close to 100% for that final kick in the season.
As close as this race is in the Central, Jed, I'm wondering if there comes a point where you guys, all of you together, make a decision that, all right, we'll take 80% of Chris Bryant or wherever he's at. Let's push go on this and let's see you back, even though you're not at 100.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we're not anywhere close to that kind of decision yet. And the focus is on getting him to the place where he doesn't feel it at all when he swings. And that way he can play free and easy and be able to be himself. Maybe that conversation comes later, but certainly it's not anytime soon.
This season has felt strange kind of up to this point in the first two thirds, and it really is amazing. As much as it is within some of these games, it seems like the Cubs are fighting themselves, are fighting some aspect of what's going on. Either the offense isn't having one of its better days, or it's one of those times where you're into the bullpen in the fifth inning. Yet the team's been so resilient, so good defensively, so good on the base paths, always seeming to find somebody who is hot at just the right time and taking turns. Yet I wonder now, as you start this final third, and as Connor mentioned, when you figure out it's kind of supposed to be go time, how, and you understand how I'm saying this, Jed, how hard you should be trying to win every game, rather than discretion being the better part of valor and understanding it's not our day to day. Let's play this low leverage and not chase a win right here, because we might need to chase harder down the stretch. You get what I'm asking? I'm sort of budgeting competitive resources.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the way this season has gone, we, the last three seasons, we've really done a great job. We've come out of the All-Star break and we've been red hot, and we've been able to string a good month or so together and really get far away from 500 and get to a place where you feel comfortable. And it hasn't happened this year. We had a tough stretch of schedule after the break, and frankly we haven't played as well as we can, and I think that's something we have to put together, that kind of run at some point where it feels like we're clicking every night. I think about it, since the All-Star game, I think there's probably six or seven games in that stretch where you could kind of say we're non-competitive. We just were down early, never really got back in the game. And, that's far too many. We need to get to the place where every single night the game's competitive. And I think one of the things we've done exceptionally well over the last 4 years is, we're a tough team to blow out. We can blow other teams out and then we can keep games close. We haven't done a good job of that since the All-Star game, and we need to get back to that place where we're competitive every single night. And I think if we do that, we can start ticking off wins. We've had too many games like last night, like the first game against the Padres, where things didn't go our way, and we never got a chance to get back in the game, and that's happened too often. And hopefully, we can get away from that.
Talk with Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer here on the Bernstein and McKnight show. We were having a conversation yesterday, I think it was, Jed, about David Bodie and going through some of the lists that he's on, some of the StatCast stuff, some of the production he's had. I think it's strange to look at a guy, a young kid who's gotten in and had some success that wasn't a top pick for you guys in the last 5 or 6 years. It's weird to have somebody just kind of come out of nowhere, a position player like this. What's the ceiling for David Bodie? How high can he rise? And what was it that got him, you know, that kind of flipped the switch for him in the minor leagues the last few years?
Yeah, it's a great question. And one of the things with our prospects is that, you know, most of the guys that have come up through have been these really highly touted guys, whether they're first round picks, whether they're, you know, top international signings. You know, really, Wilson Contreras is the only member of that group that sort of didn't come up, you know, straight up through as a highly touted prospect. And it's fun, and it's a really a testament to David, and it's a testament to our player development staff that they've, you know, made some changes and really unlocked a lot of things that he could do. He always had the ability to hit the ball incredibly hard. You know, they got him to get the ball in the air more. He is a guy where he's a pretty good test case or a pretty good example of how, you know, a guy's focusing on launch angle and focusing on getting the ball in the air more can really benefit him. And he did a great job working with our staff on that. But the exit velocity is real. He hits the ball really hard. It feels like when he's at the plate, he can do damage. And like I said, it's a real testament to player development. They all don't come through the first round, you know, and he works really hard. And I feel so happy he's sort of able to accept some of the accolades now as he's gotten through there, because it wasn't a fast path. It wasn't an even path. And he fought through it and really done a great job with that.
I understand, Jed, if the answer to this question is I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. How do you go about identifying which players would benefit from the quote unquote launch angle phenomenon? Like, how do you see it happen, and what coaches bring that up, and which, cause some have not benefited from it. Some just swing and miss more.
There's no question. I think with some guys, it sort of leads to more holes in their swing. It leads them to get into bad habits. And so it isn't something that, it's not a panacea. You know, it's not, you know, you fix this and everyone's swing and all of a sudden everyone's good. I think there's guys that hit the ball really hard. You know, they're able to barrel things up. They have bad speed. And I think there's certain guys that are able to make, you know, subtle changes in their swing, and it can be body position. It could be hand, the hand load. It can be, you know, what they're thinking about at contact. But I think player development, you know, has to do a good job of identifying which guys can make those subtle changes and which guys can't. I think in Bodie's case, he really did benefit from that because he was a guy that hit the ball exceptionally hard but wasn't getting it up in the air. And once he started doing that, he really took off.
I always remind myself and others not to overreact to a single game, and to remember it's 1 of 162, or it's 2 of 162, or even a single week. That being said, I'm looking at this next 9. It's 3 against the Nationals, and there's 2 against the Brewers, and there's 4 against the Pirates. Just looking at that stretch of games as a unit in and of itself, how important is it? What will it mean simply because of where this team is? Like you say, hasn't gone on a heater yet and still has guys out. What's material about this stretch?
Well, I think we already had a stretch like that in the second half. I mean, when you looked at the schedule, you know, at any point in June or July, you're looking at that stretch after the All-Star break and you're like, wow, you know, we have 5 against the Cardinals and then 4 against the Diamondbacks and 3 against the Cardinals again. You know, we ended up, you know, going 6-6 in that stretch. And so we didn't lose ground, but we definitely didn't make up ground. And so I do feel like as you get close to the end of the season, I think every stretch is super important. You know, you can't afford a bad week as you get into this stretch, but there's no question that we're playing, you know, 3 teams that are playing with a lot to lose. You know, three teams are playing, you know, trying to get back in the race if you're the Nationals and the Pirates, and the Brewers have been excellent all year. So, those teams are going to, you know, come ready, and I think we have to be able to hang with them and not just, you know, kind of get through it like we did with that Cardinal Diamondback stretch, But at some point, we have to excel and be able to, as you said, have a heater, have a run where we win a lot of games. And, you know, every stretch is important. But this one in particular, we're definitely going to face those teams best.
Yeah, that phrase you use about getting through, that's how the season has felt to this point. It has been a getting through process. And to stay out of the coin flip game really is the goal here. And I just, to me, the season's had this attenuated sense of almost trying to like run out the clock a little bit. Like, just stay in first place, get people healthy, win the division, and give yourself that fair puncher's chance that every team has in the high variance, small sample size of the playoffs. But I don't know how the difference between those things, the idea of getting through and cross another one off the schedule. And then, like you say, like you said, the team has to play better. They've got to get hot.
Yeah, I don't look at it as getting through, because I feel like, you know, there are stretches of the schedule where you might be banged up and you might not be playing well, and you feel like that getting through is acceptable, but that's not at all what the next third of the season is about. I mean, we have to, really get way away from 500. We have to be able to go on a winning streak, and we have to be able to prove that we can play, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks of baseball in a row that is playoff quality, inspired, clean baseball, you know. And we haven't had that run this year where I feel we had some good runs. We haven't had that run where you felt like everything clicked, and, you know, it's sort of time for that. So I think that, you know, we have had stretches where we were trying to get through because we were banged up, or, you know, because things weren't working out for us, but we have to get past that, and we have to go, we have to be able to go on a run here over the next third, if for no other reason, to prove to ourselves that we can do it, you know. And I think that, I think we will.
So, Jed, in total, Ian Happ's had a pretty decent sophomore season, or I guess first full season, and he's largely proven me wrong, which I'm sure he doesn't give a damn about, but the first month for him was a bit of a struggle, and these last 25 games or so have been a struggle, but very different. He's got a .360 on base, despite not hitting all that well, and I'm wondering if you're seeing a difference in a kid getting in that first month of a big league season, first, you know, real solid big time playing portion, and then learning a lot of things about how to stay afloat, how to stay head above water while struggling some. Is there a big difference in his mental game? Has he adjusted in notable ways that y'all have seen?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's pretty mentally strong. Yeah, he's had a season that's been really up and really down. You know, he's had some prolonged slumps, and he's had a really excellent hot streak. And, I think he's had this, this rut, this kind of rut now where, you know, he's been drawing some walks, but ultimately hasn't, been getting a ton of hits. And I think we're going to get through that. I think we have a number of guys, you know, not just singling out Ian, we have a number of guys right now that have been struggling a bit since the All-Star break. And, at some point, Javi and Riz and Zoe, to a certain extent, have been really carrying, you know, our offense for a while. And I think they're going to get some help here really soon. I think we have a bunch of guys that are going to break out here as we get close to, you know, as we get close to the middle of August, because we've had some guys struggling, and baseball is cyclical. And usually when you have really good players like we do, guys don't struggle for too long. So I think Ian and a few other guys are going to get hot pretty soon and give those guys some help.
Who else is on that list for you? Let's have the Jed Hoyer get hot list.
Yeah, I think Sting Suarez is going to get hot here real soon. Albert has been in a little bit of a slump, and he's a guy that we've seen what he can do when he gets hot. He can rattle off a ton of hits in a row, and it's sort of a matter of time until some balls find some holes for him and he gets hot again. And the same thing for Addy. You know, I think he's going to get hot as well. So, and like I said, I think that, you know, the nature of baseball is that you never really have everyone hot at once. Like Zoe and Riz and Javi have been excellent since the All-Star break. And I think that those other guys are it's just a matter of time until they sort of find their groove and get back to what they're doing before.
Last thing for you, for me, what is the waiver wire look like right now? I know there's always a lot of big names out there. We've seen a couple successful claims put in on some pitchers. How active a market do you think it's going to be, and how actively are you and Theo exploring possibilities and opportunities?
You know, we're always exploring. Every day we go through the the waiver wire with all the guys in the office and talk about our claims. Currently we're last in line in the National League, and so a lot of guys have been claimed in front of us. I think you saw, for example, the Cardinals and Brewers both got pitchers off the waiver wire, this week. So I think that we're, the fact that we're last in line is certainly, we're not going to get a lot of claims awarded to us, but it seems like it's been a pretty active claiming period, and that makes sense. You know, when you look at the pennant races, there's a ton of teams that are very much still in play for both for division titles and for that second wild card. And so I think with that, the more teams that are in play, the more active the wire is, and therefore the fewer guys that actually get through.
I know we're just about to finish the second week of August, but because you guys are last to claim in waivers, does that mean you've got a list maybe earlier than you would otherwise of guys who might be able to come up in September from the minors and help out a little bit, maybe make those leverage starts or leverage spots a little bit easier on Joe or get some matchup work done?
Yeah, I think September, like it is for every team, but certainly given the fact that our bullpen has had to work really hard this year, I think, the nice thing about September is you can maybe get a chance to give your bullpen a little bit of a breather in certain games. There's games that, Joe is forced to use guys to, get through a game that might not be a winning game. And once you get to September, you can sort of ease off in that regard. You can make sure you're only using your best relievers in the most high leverage spots. So I think for every team, September is sort of welcome as far as, giving those relievers a little bit more of a breather than you can, during the first 5 months.
Oh, real quick, I lied. Is Zobrist's hip okay? Because we just saw that there was, and normally it's no big deal, but any time it's somebody his age, I get concerned when I start hearing about even a minor thing.
it sounds like it was precautionary. And so, we'll have more of a sense of it after the off day, but certainly the off day is going to help him today, and hopefully he'll be okay. He knows his body exceptionally well, and he does so much, so much preventative work every single day, to make sure that he stays ahead of his injuries. So he's got a good sense of his body, and hopefully he'll come in tomorrow and feel good. But he's really remarkable. I mean, part of how you excel at his age and given how many games he's played is by working hard. And almost every game at home, you walk by the weight room after the game and he's in there working out. And, it's just a testament to his, how much he cares and how serious he takes the craft, because to play a 3-hour game and then go in and do a workout is pretty remarkable, but that's what it takes him to get ready. And he does it, almost every night.
Thanks, Jed. Look forward to talking again soon.
All right, guys. Talk soon.
That is Jed Hoyer, Cubs general manager, on the Burstein and McKnight Show, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. He laughed because he thought I was making some sort of like broken hip reference for an octogenarian who slipped on the ice or something like that. But no, see, when a guy's 37 years old...
Joe's been very cautious about using Ben Zobrist in back-to-backs. He's been a big part of this lineup, too, when guys have been out and guys have struggled.
Especially barreling up a lot of pitches.
It's moving baseballs.
High, low. Yeah,
moving baseballs.
Moving baseballs is another way of putting it. All right, what did you think of that? I do think that there was a lot of confidence expressed in there that the Cubs are going to play a whole lot better than the sort of desultory performances that we've seen before. That he expects guys to get hot. He says, go on a heater.
His team's good enough to get on a heater. He knows that. The conversation around Chris Bryant, though, remains the same kind of tenor as it was when we talked with Joe this week. It is very much wait, 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 and then we'll see.
Yeah, great question on your part, though. That at what point do you say, all right, it's too late, and we're gonna take 75% of Chris Bryant and roll with it?
Somebody's got to put the gas pedal down at some point. If you can do it, then they got to have that conversation. They will. He said they will. He said they will have that conversation, but not yet.
All right, looking forward to your responses as well. 312-644-6767. Had a lot of Cubs stuff to chew on right there. We'll keep doing it on the Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
Ron Rivera.
One of my biggest regrets as a football person is I miss Walter Payton's, I miss Dan Hampton's, I miss Mike Singletary's, and I miss Richard's Dent inductions, and I should have gone. And when Brian invited me, I said, I'm coming. And so I decided that was it, and I was there.
Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Andrew Bogish with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. 30 years ago today, the Edmonton Oilers broke Canadian hearts by trading Wayne Gretzky to the Kings for two players, three first-round picks, and $15 million. It's not just the biggest trade in hockey history, it's the biggest trade in sports history. There would be no NHL teams in Anaheim, San Jose, or Florida without Gretzky's move to LA and the ensuing explosion of hockey popularity. However healthy the game is right now, it would be a shell of itself if number 99 never went to Hollywood. Only Tiger Woods rivals Gretzky's effect on his sport. Michael Jordan's biggest impact was on what athletes could accomplish off the court or field or ice. Thank goodness Oiler ownership needed that cash. I'm Andrew Bogish.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's the weekend. Do yourself a favor and take a look at the credit card debt that you pay each month. Now imagine that you could pay it all off at once. How much would you save? $500 a month? $1,000? $2,000 a month? With home values going up, you are gaining equity at a record pace. This weekend, get on the path to financial freedom and apply for a cash-out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Escape. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $3,000 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees. To qualify buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $1,667 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Expires 8/31/18.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think. Well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/backtoschool and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Wendell Carter Jr. joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Is this how you pictured it?
It's kind of surreal right now. I mean, it's starting to sink in a little bit, but it still kind of feels like a dream.
Wendell, we'll get to X's and O's and all that, you know, important basketball stuff in a bit. But the look on draft night was magnificent. I wonder what led you to that choice specifically.
So I saw the Black Panther movie, and it was a scene where the Black Panther had a drape that went across the front of his all-black suit.
Right.
I thought, like, I wanted to wear it, but I didn't know when to wear it. And the NBA draft is coming up. I'm like, you know what, I'm going to try. It may be a hit or miss, but might as well just go ahead and try.
Dan Bernstein, now in midday, joined by returning score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
What's the sports opinion you were completely dug in on and then proven completely wrong? Here's a good one, and I appreciate you fessing up to this, 773 Texter. Mark Trestman will revolutionize the Bears offense. Tressman gets hired. And the text messages I got from that locker room that day, one of them just said, "Who the bleep is this guy?" And so I like had to explain the guy's resume. When he did the thing with the lockers, I was like, oh no. NFL locker rooms are broken up by position. Linemen are with linemen. All of those groups are together. Quarterbacks are together. And Tressman was like, "I want to get everyone to be friends. So we're going to split it up and go offense, defense, offense, defense, offense, defense." And that's just not how NFL teams work.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We are Bernstein and McKnight. We are on middays, 9 to 1, on your home for Chicago Cubs baseball, Sports Radio 670 The Score. Just finished up a conversation with an optimistic-sounding Jed Hoyer. He knows his team is capable of playing better than this. The problem is that when you can't pitch,
yep,
and when your pitchers are just every game is laboring, for the moment the game starts, it feels like whoever that Cubs starter is battling and grinding and sweating and foul ball, foul ball, foul ball. It's hard to feel like, all right, let's get on with this. You know, they get that 5-0 win the other night. It felt so weird because it's just a run-of-the-mill easy victory. It shouldn't be for a first-place team.
Yeah, getting on a heater is all about your starting pitching, right? Putting something together is all about your starting pitching. It can't consistently, and though the Cubs, I think, still lead the league in comeback wins, even though you could have a good start by a guy and still technically have a comeback win. Yeah, it's tough to repeat those day in and day out. And I think, you know, I think getting on a heater is great. You know, winning 8 out of 9 or something like that, that's fantastic. And putting some distance between you and the Milwaukee Brewers is preferable. You have, you know, whether it's Cubs fans calling it a Mullion Hall, like I heard on my way in this morning, this idea that you have to have a win streak, Avoiding losing streaks. Holding in there.
That's why I phrased the question the way I did.
You asked him about this and there's a certain amount of credit that's due for building a team that is skid avoidant. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like being able to, they're good enough despite how bad the starters have been. And they've been bad.
It's called a good defensive team.
It is. Yeah, it's called a good defensive team, and it's called a team that gets on base and hits a little bit. You know, and I know that there are a number of guys in slumps right now. He mentioned Ian Happ, or I mentioned Ian Happ, and he mentioned Albert Almora, and Addison Russell has taken quite a tumble from his very good first half, probably the best half of baseball he's put together in his pro career, that first half of this season. But there's something to be said for a team that can stop itself from losing 6 and 7 in a row. And as close as they are to a good week taking them off, a bad week puts them behind the eight ball quite a bit. They just don't have that bad week. Their longest losing streak this year has been 5, and they've done that once. The Brewers have had a 6-game losing streak and 2 other 5-game losing streaks. The Pirates have had, I think it's 3 5-game skids and 1 6-game. I mean, that's the stuff that the Cubs haven't done.
This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing. In Orland Park, it's Ray on the Score. Hi, Ray.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just love hearing Jed Hoyer and Theo Epstein talk about baseball. It's so refreshing to have such an intelligent mind and intelligent leadership leading this group. And I just love the fact that they truly care about October. There's no reason to rush Chris Bryant back so you finish 3 games ahead of the Brewers instead of 2. It's not worthwhile for them. They want to make sure that they're ready for the big show on October. And I just appreciate his handling of everything. And I just, Dan, I love hearing you ask him questions because you get so excited because you know you're talking to an intelligent person on the other end. And it's so much different than Ed Lynch and the previous non-intelligent people who were signing Jeff Blauser and making Ishmael Valdez trades and saying everything was okay.
Well, you're damning with faint praise if you're going back that far to make some of these comparisons. Because the truth is, Ray, that and appreciate the call and the kind words, that almost every MLB team is now run by a guy who sounds like that. I mean, I would say that, you know, Theo is fairly unique in his honesty and how unflinchingly he answers even the toughest questions. But almost every MLB team has got an Ivy League or Ivy League level MBA
Yeah.
Grad school. Somebody there.
Dave Stewart's not running the Diamondbacks anymore.
No.
Twins have changed over their management. I'm really trying to rack my brain for the most old school team in baseball. The most old school front office in baseball.
Is it still the Orioles?
Probably. But even they acknowledged, and let the record show, you brought up the Orioles today, not me.
Yes, that is true.
Probably, but even they acknowledged, Duquette acknowledged, and how much power he's going to have going forward, I really don't know. I mean, I know what they said after they traded Manny Machado about who's going to make decisions and how, but you know, even he acknowledged, like, yeah, we have to get into the international market. We have to spend. We have to do some of the stuff that, you know, 29 other teams in baseball are doing.
Yeah, if you this is just a cursory glance looking at all MLB general managers and the colleges they attended and the degrees that they have. So this is just, I'm just going down the list. This is an alphabetical order starting with,
went to Wharton.
It's starting with Arizona and ending with Washington.
Okay.
Okay. Princeton, McMaster University, Amherst, Cornell, Wesleyan, Michigan, Harvard Law School, Northwestern Business School. That's one. That's just Rick Hahn.
Is that Rick Hahn? I was just going to say, that's Rick Hahn, right?
Michigan, Harvard, and Kellogg.
Like every degree you can find.
Princeton, Harvard, St. Thomas University.
Which St. Thomas?
St. Thomas University
in
Florida.
I was
that's
where there is.
Al Avila of the Tigers went to St. Thomas. Maybe that's your old school one, huh? University of Pennsylvania and Kellogg School of Management, Jeff Luna. George Mason, University of Connecticut. MIT with a PhD from Cal Berkeley. You name who that is.
MIT.
An MIT grad and a PhD. That would be Farhan Zaidi of the Dodgers, right?
Okay. Of course.
Is he a doctor of facts?
Yes, indeed he is. Harvard, Trinity, Dartmouth, plus Harvard Law School, Catholic University of America, Harvard, Dartmouth, Amherst with a master's from UMass, Cornell, University of North Carolina, VCU, Notre Dame with a University of Chicago Booth School of Business MBA.
Well, Boothy.
Virginia Tech, Cornell, Wake Forest, and St. Xavier. Mike Rizzo will close us out from St. Xavier University right here in Chicago.
Give me
right?
Brian Sabian.
Because I didn't look at all the names.
Yeah, I guess technically he's executive vice president, so I don't know if necessarily he'd be on this list.
No, this is just general people actually with a title of general manager, but that is...
It's possible, and I'm just completely shooting from the hip here because this came out of nowhere. It's possible that the Giants are one of the more old school front offices in baseball, and even still, they're only old school in Brian Sabian's reputation, old baseball guy, right? I mean, that these
look
that
at how
dude,
they went about this year. We're going to collect 30 something position players and nobody else is.
He's got rings, though.
Yep.
I mean, he's got rings and he's got rings for doing things in both directions, both the scouting direction thing and the analytics thing. It's not as though Brian Sabian is this old school, you know, immovable object, right?
And Brian Sabian went to Eckerd College in St. Petersburg, Florida. If you want to ask where he went to school.
Baseball school?
I don't know. This portion of Bernstein and McKnight is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. And to the point that Ray made about, to me, I think the questions that you were asking about Bryant, the questions I'm asking about how hard should you be really trying to win every single game?
Right.
It's not about finishing three games ahead of Milwaukee or two. It's only about making sure you're not in the coin flip game.
By all means necessary.
It doesn't matter if it's by a game or if it's by 10 games. You've got to stay out of that game because that changes the calculus.
And it's not just Cubs starters have been bad ipso facto. You don't have one guy to throw one game. It's not that. Because you could bullpen a game. You could tandem start a game. You could do all sorts of creative, weird stuff with your rotation and your bullpen once you get into that game against whomever you're playing against. The problem, yes, that's a problem, right? I mean, all that's a problem that you don't have Jake Arrieta coming out to go face the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's one game. You have to stay. It's one baseball game. You cannot play in that game. You got this concerted look on your face.
Yeah, no, I just...
As though you're reading texts that didn't... I was worried that you're reading texts not reach conclusions based in evidence.
My angry text face.
Yeah, you get the kind of scrunched up thing. It's like that face, you're reading angry texts face. It's like halfway between regular Dan face and the face you have to put on to do Coach K.
Okay.
It's the halfway point. Because you get all scrunched up.
It's that full rat face,
and you
right,
put
right.
you put your shoulders get up by your ears to when you start to do this.
I always look similar to Gilbert Gottfried face.
That's a completely different face.
No, eyes are completely closed for the Gilbert Gottfried face.
Oh, Chachi, sure. But Winkler. Oh, Chachi, of course. Chachi, Winkler.
I always look at the screen with trepidation. Although, you're on my good side today. Ever since I got the confirmation of what happens to lasagna cheese when you use a stainless steel...
That's all it took
switch.
For you.
No, I was pleased that because you were looking at me like I was making up the phenomenon of the cheese sticking to the metal.
I've been thinking about this a lot during the show since you've brought it up, actually. And I think I've had the phenomenon happen to me before. You were just describing it in such a way that I thought, like... If I didn't see an actual chemistry experiment when I dipped my spoon into my chili with the melted cheese in there, then I didn't have it happen. But I've had cheese, you know, kind of melt up on a spoon or something like that.
This is what I'm being told, though. It's not chemical. It's simply a function of temperature. That a colder spoon is just going to grab that really hot cheese is going to stick to the colder spoon, and then cheese grabs more cheese, and then you know all hell breaks loose.
Cheese begets cheese.
Maybe I should find plastic lasagna ware. Maybe I found a market inefficiency.
You didn't. I promise you didn't. He did.
For only eating like French onion soup. And chili, but I don't put enough cheese in my chili to get that.
Why?
Because I don't like too much. I like when I work on. You know how I throw myself into the chili making process
with robust. Yeah, absolutely.
It's important to me. The flavors of that, and sometimes it's only you know a little bit of sour cream, a little bit of cheese, but I don't want it to. It's not like chili con queso.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the chili itself. Like if you're doing there's chili with beans, there's the chili without beans. You could do some sort of like adobo, like spicier sort of thing going on there. I probably wouldn't put the cheese in that, but if it's your standard run of the mill. Like real chili in Milwaukee, right? You been up there for that?
Yeah, it's on the noodles, though, right? That's
you don't
what they put
to.
It on the spaghetti.
I don't think you have. They do, but I don't think you have to get it with the noodles.
I have not been.
No, it's so much better. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking a Skyline. You're thinking it's like Skyline
in
Cincinnati.
It does set
it's
off.
Not.
It sets off Skyline like no. alarm bells.
Real
me.
Chili is fantastic. Milwaukee on the Marquette campus. There's one just off. That's legit. That's good stuff. But you're putting a lot of cheese and sour cream in that thing because it's more like your Midwestern hot dish once you've added in the noodles like this. You know what I'm saying? It's like a different...
The hot dish being like the North Dakota casserole.
Yeah, Minnesota casserole. Yeah, the hot dish. It's Minnesota, North Dakota kind of thing. They call it a hot dish.
I learned about hot dish when we interviewed Travis Hafner. Remember Travis
Pronk?
Hafner? Yeah, remember Pronk?
He spoke?
Yeah, he did. And actually...
In sentences?
He did.
Well, that's an upset.
And we talked about it.
For him. That's great. For him, though.
I told him how much he frightened me. Because he was one of the... When he stands there in the batter's box, he was on that list. And I would have to think
Do
about
you remember
now.
How dangerous he was?
Yeah, so you couldn't throw him a strike.
For like 3 seconds, that dude was dangerous.
Yeah, but there was a time where he was... like when Jim Thome wasn't on the White Sox, when you saw Jim Thome standing there, he was one of these guys that looked like he was going to hit a home run every single time. I think Giancarlo Stanton is probably that guy right now who's that. But his swing is so pretty, it isn't really terrifying.
Yeah.
It was the way Hafner kind of...
Yeah, and the fact that the bat looked like a twig.
Yeah.
That's right. He had that little tiny...
And he wore
bat.
White gloves, too, right. So his hands looked even bigger.
And he scowled, and it looked like after every plate appearance, he went back to the dugout and just ate light bulbs.
From 04...
Baseball Shrek.
04 to 06, 308, 419, 611, 345 strikeouts, 247 walks. I mean, that's 3 years, and then Travis Hafner fell off the face of the earth. But
he listed his favorite food as hot dish. And I said, what the hell is hot
dish? That's not even a certain flavor. Like, there's other kinds of...
No, in North Dakota,
I didn't know.
It doesn't just mean generalized casserole.
Okay, because in Minnesota, hot dish is generalized casserole.
Oh, okay.
From what I understand.
It's a very specific noodles and meat baked dish in North Dakota.
It's not the one with the tuna, is it?
You know what?
All right.
Truth be told,
might be the tuna.
I'm there for a good tuna casserole.
Same.
And the other thing, if it's done in the what is it? I forgot the brand of dish my mother would make.
Yeah, it's white. It's got
with the blue
little,
on it.
Yeah, with the little blue flower thing.
What's the brand? It's not Pyrex.
Croquette?
No, not Creuset. It's the cheaper one. What's the name of it?
Cheaper. Go cheaper. Think cheaper.
The one everybody had in the 70s. The green bean casserole with canned green beans.
I make.
And the dirty dried onions hell over yes. the top. I mean,
hell
that
yes.
And mushrooms, canned mushrooms.
Hell yes.
It's so good.
I make the green bean casserole for the McKnight, well, the Connor side.
Corningware.
Christmas. Corningware. That's exactly what it is.
Corningware.
Tons of that.
There you go. I'm glad I finally pulled that. When we come back, you have a chance to win $1,000 in cash. So keep it here for your text keyword. You've got the score.
Bears fans, the score continues to bring you the latest on the Bears as they prep for the regular season. Listen for Mark Grody and Chris Emma with live Bears reports from the practice field, plus input from our team of Bears experts on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Escape. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $3,000 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees. To qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $1,667 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives apply. Expires 8/31/18.
Since 1914.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call the most honest and knowledgeable lender in the mortgage business, Team Hochberg. Meet Stephanie, 32, account manager, contacted her credit union to get pre-qualified for a mortgage. And it was a bad move because the credit union's alleged mortgage expert informed Stephanie she couldn't purchase a home without a co-signer. That's wrong. Stephanie's grandfather would co-sign, and she wanted to do it herself. So after hearing us talk about Team Hochberg, Stephanie called for a free consultation. Team Hochberg answered all of Stephanie's questions and helped her secure a mortgage without a cosigner. So let's review. The inexperienced mortgage professional at Stephanie's credit union stated she needed a cosigner to purchase a home, but Team Hochberg secured her a mortgage without a cosigner. So when securing your next mortgage, you can either waste your time getting inaccurate information at your credit union, or you can call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Team Hochberg's helped thousands of score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 191.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what do we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rental home. Auto with Bird. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah, that sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Chicago. It's Boomer Esiason, former professional QB. I recommend AZEK for your home. AZEK is number one in premium decking, and my AZEK deck is the number one place I want to be. AZEK has a 30-year fade and stain warranty, so no staining or sealing. And my AZEK deck, well, it looks great year after year. And did you know that AZEK turns millions of pounds a year of recycled materials into high-performance, low-maintenance products? With 35 incredible colors, check out AZEK at AZEK.com.
When you think water damage in your home, you think it's pouring rain and it's going to seep in that way. But not always. You know how I learned that? The hard way. Because I learned that a broken air conditioner means there's condensation and then it all warms up in a flash and it drops through your dining room ceiling. So there's water damage that way. It just kind of condensed out of the air and then it ruined my house. But I called Aloha Restoration and then everything is fine. They walk you through the whole process. They are there for you the entire time. And they, at least in my case, they got everything restored so perfectly that nobody could tell exactly what part of that ceiling had been repaired. I kid you not. So that is your call. They do that for everybody. And it can be a little damage. It can be a lot of damage. They are going to restore your your home to pristine condition. And you can trust Aloha Restoration because they've been a proud part of the Lake County community for a long time. Honorable mention winners of the Better Business Bureau 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. So if you have damage from mold, fire, and water, Aloha repairs all of it. Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurnee, Grays Lake, all of Lake County. You know what to do. Visit Aloha Restore.
The award-winning Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy is now offering their all-new mobile app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and search Bolingbrook Golf Club. You'll have access to a mobile scorecard, GPS, or book tee times. Stop by during the month of August and get great savings on all merchandise. Junior camps are still in play for one more week. And enter today for the Bolingbrook Open, August 25th and 26th. For more information and tee times, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com or visit teeoff.com. The Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy. Come be impressed.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy to install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated, or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready to install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think, well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Peck your sale. Check out the coupon offers throughout the flyer for additional savings on the big name brands you trust. For superior pet food and supplies, trust the animal experts at Plains Farm and Fleet. Mark your calendar to take part in the largest single day adoption event in the country this Saturday, August 18th. Plains Farm and Fleet proudly supports Hill Science Diet, the national sponsor of Clear the Shelter. Farmandfleet.com.
Tomorrow, the Bernstein and McKnight Show will be live from Wrigley. Stop by Gallagher Way to see Bernstein and McKnight talk Chicago sports and get ready for the Cubs matchup against Washington. The show starts at 9 and will lead into the pregame show with Zach Zaidman at 12:45. Start your weekend early with The Score, the official radio home of Cubs baseball.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Weird Al Yankovic!
It's Rivers Cuomo name-checking Weird Al Yankovic. That is at the Forum in Los Angeles. Weezer performing the hit that we hipped you to on this show before it hit the charts. We told you about the novelty of that one fan that was bugging Weezer to do a cover of Toto's Africa. And once it was released online, we brought it to you, and now it has become a runaway smash hit. And that was a Weird Al Yankovic accordion solo of that song at the Forum.
Here's my hot take for you. Africa's Fun. That's great. From Weezer, the cover, but the better Toto cover from Weezer is Rosanna. They do it better.
They actually did that first. It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is kind. Text kind to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is kind to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. A reminder, tomorrow we're at Gallagher Way. So come over, say hello, say, hey, Connor. Hey, Dan. Hey, how's it going?
And that sea turtle.
Or you could be the really weird staring guy, and you could come over and just stare at us.
You could if you want to. If you are gonna stare like 3 feet, like otherwise Dan gets distracted and it's just kind of a thing.
Well, because I get nervous.
You need the bubble. You should get nervous.
And also, we had mentioned this earlier in the show, but tickets are now on sale for the next edition of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon. Monday, August 27th, Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, the three new Cubs.
It's an awesome lineup.
Cole Hamels, Jesse Chavez, and Brandon Kinsler. So you're going to want to be a part of that. Food's great. The company's great. And we hang out. We talk baseball. So go to 670thescore.com/ondeck. You don't want to lose out on that opportunity.
I'll be honest. I never get home in time from those things. Sometimes because I'm, you know, stacking pizza and making sure I've got a walk homer.
Right.
But also because the last two we've done, stopped by people, you know, on the way out, Cubs fans who are, you know, going to the game or whatever, doing their thing that night. And just just, they really enjoyed it. I mean, they just really enjoyed being out there, and the guys were all really good and signing autographs and just kind of being part of the crowd. So it seems to be a ton of fun for everybody who gets out there. We talked to Jed Hoyer a little bit earlier in this afternoon at noon, and you can go to 670thescore.com and check out the interview if you missed it. But we talked a lot about the starting pitching, right, and how that, if you don't have it going, you're not going to get a heater. Defense has been the calling card for these Cubs. The calling fart. You got to call fart. I think I said fart, to be honest with you. But it's been the calling card of this team. And to be quite honest, I'm not going to get to the article that I want to bring up here or some of the points, because you heard fart when I said fard, and neither were correct. And calling card is what I was actually trying to say.
Whatever it was, I liked it.
Yep, no, you enjoyed it one way or the other. You're welcome. I'm going to send you off to Gallagher Way with something good to laugh
at. Defense.
Calling fard. I don't know what the hell I was talking about. Just, why don't you just take a minute and we'll laugh and cry together. I don't even know if I got to the word fart. Like, I started with the F sound and then bailed on the word itself, and then there was no helping. There was no coming back. Well, just lean into this.
Oh, I needed that.
You good?
I am.
Good? You feel better?
I feel better.
Excellent. Buddy. Excellent. This is
water.
What I wanted to do here is far too long for the time we have left. So we'll do it tomorrow, I guess.
I won't remember.
I will, damn it, because I said a word that I shouldn't have said in the first place.
I think calling fart is even funnier.
Calling fart? Does every team have one?
It doesn't have to be a word to be funny.
That's what the Bears have been asking over and over again. What is our calling fart on offense? What do we do well?
We are going to have a conversation with the afternoon guys, McNeil and Parkins, next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
The roof, siding, and gutters on your commercial properties and home need to be inspected every few years. Mother Nature can cause serious damage. If your building is more than 15 years old, contact Select Roofing and Gutter to schedule your free inspection and evaluation. Be proactive. Contact Select Roofing now. Select Roofing and Gutter gets the job done right the first time. Contact us today for a free inspection and evaluation at srng.com. That's srng.com.
Select Roofing and Gutter. We're always on top.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text BASEBALL to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think. Well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
What's that sports opinion that you were